Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. This week in Harrisburg, there was a fairly big press event held by an industry group about a study of the impact of the oil and gas industry in Pennsylvania, and a lot of interesting information came to light here. What's going on?
Well, the report speaks volumes about the economic impact of the conventional oil and gas industry in Pennsylvania and really the tremendous number of jobs that the industry supports. Certainly in our area, there are a number of jobs related to the conventional oil and gas industry. So these numbers really come as no surprise to us. But when you look at a statewide level, the report found that the industry has a $1.4 billion economic impact to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, generates $17 million in state taxes, and supports 5,600 jobs across the Commonwealth. Those are jobs in the industry. Those are ancillary jobs. Those are jobs in manufacturing. In our area, we have the American Refining Group, which has 450 jobs alone. The study is very important to highlight just how important this industry is, not only in our region, but the report focused on 19 counties across Pennsylvania. So a very enlightening report, and one that I think we can use to demonstrate to folks in Harrisburg just how important this industry is.
Also, there was some House action on legislation that would deal with public officials who are found guilty of crimes and whether or not they can collect their pensions. What's going on with this?
Well, I think this is an important bill. It's House Bill 939 that deals with public officials and employees who are convicted of public corruption crimes and the fact that they would be forced to forfeit their government pension under this piece of legislation. And it passed the House this week. The bill would apply to state, county, and municipal government officials, public employees, including judges, teachers, and other school district employees. In addition to forfeiting their government pension, they would also have to pay appropriate restitution if they plead guilty or no contest to a crime related to their official government position or any felony offense related to their office or employment. I think this is important. If public officials or public employees are found guilty of corruption, they should lose their public pension.
There was also some legislation that will help to deal with a big problem in Pennsylvania, and that has to do with tick-borne diseases like Lyme disease. What's going on here?
Well, this is a major problem across the nation, but over the last 5 years, Pennsylvania has ranked highest in the nation in confirmed cases of Lyme disease. In a study that the Department of Environmental Protection released last year, there is a high risk of Lyme disease in every county of Pennsylvania. House Bill 174 that was reported out of the House Health Committee this week would require health insurance companies to cover treatment plans for Lyme disease or related tick-borne illnesses as prescribed by the patient's health care provider, regardless if the treatment plan includes short-term or long-term antibiotics. So I think this is vitally important. I know many people myself who have had Lyme disease and some that are still struggling with it, and I think we all know people who have dealt with this illness. So it's vitally important that health insurers step up to the plate and cover treatment for folks that have Lyme disease.
And, of course, you're chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee. I know that that committee met this week to deal with a number of issues. What's going on?
Well, the committee did meet this week to have an informational meeting with the Agriculture Secretary, Russell Redding, to discuss the state budget and also priorities for the Department of Agriculture. We had an informative discussion about the state budget, about the governor's proposal, and also about the House proposal, House Bill 218, that was passed last month. The secretary expressed concerns about funding levels in House Bill 218, but House Bill 218 is a reasonable proposal that certainly does not spend more than what we have, but at the same time funds the important functions of state government. The secretary was concerned about the loss of 21 positions at the Department of Agriculture. The budget is still a work in progress. We're still negotiating, and much more work is left to be done, all with the eye of having a final budget by the end of June. But the bottom line is we have to make sure that we're not spending more money than what we're bringing in, and that's an important component of the budget bill that passed the House.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.